This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. It's a travel day for many of you, and good luck with that. The TSA says the 2018 Thanksgiving travel season is expected to be the busiest on record. It's actually just continuing a trend. Americans have been flying abroad a lot more lately. The National Travel and Tourism Office reports that Americans made 38 million overseas trips in 2017. That's a 9% increase from the year before. In fact, the demand for air travel is propelling some international airlines to expand into underserved cities in the U.S. Hopkins International Airport in Cleveland found itself briefly in that category, but the party didn't last. Adrian Ma from the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream explains.
A couple of months ago, 23-year-old Natalie Kendrick did something she says was sort of uncharacteristically spontaneous.
So my friend texted me.
A one-word message that just said, Iceland? Question mark?
And I responded with, yeah, when? And then a few days later, we had tickets.
Soon, Kendrick and her friend were hiking through the Icelandic wilderness. She shows me pictures of lava rocks, green mossy fields, waterfalls, and oh, rainbows galore.
That's what it looked like everywhere you went.
This doesn't even look real.
That's what we said most of the trip. We're like,
she says another great thing about Iceland was the price to get there. Her round trip ticket was just $300, which is not a deal she could have gotten from here a year ago. That's because for almost a decade, no transatlantic airlines were flying to Cleveland. Then suddenly this past May, two companies, Icelandair and WOW Air, landed at Hopkins International Airport.
It's a market that's kind of up for grabs.
That's Airline Weekly editor Seth Kaplan. He says what happened in Cleveland is actually part of a broader trend of global airlines opening routes in smaller markets. In recent months, carriers like British Airways and Norwegian Air have added new routes in Pittsburgh, Oakland, Providence, and Fort Lauderdale.
If you go to a smaller city, on one hand, there might be less competition. That's good from an airline's perspective. But on the other hand, there might be less demand, and that's bad.
While expanding to a new market can be risky, Kaplan says airlines have had a couple economic tailwinds that have made it easier for them to take a chance on so-called secondary cities. For one, demand for air travel is strong and growing. Also, today's planes can fly farther on less fuel than previous generations of aircraft.
And, you know, from an airline perspective, if you're right more often than you're wrong, you're doing pretty well. You're not going to bat 1,000.
Of course, getting it right can be tricky. John Grant is with the airline data firm OAG.
It's a difficult dilemma for an airline flying to those secondary markets where there probably isn't enough demand for a daily service.
Case in point.
WOW Airlines is leaving Hopkins.
Yeah, WOW. Local news outlets reported that less than 6 months after it swooped in, the budget airline called it quits in Cleveland and St. Louis and Cincinnati. Then, less than 2 days later,
Iceland Air canceled its nonstop winter flights from Cleveland to Iceland.
By the way, Iceland Air is in the process of buying WOW. Neither company responded to a request for comment, but Grant says the Cleveland market probably wasn't big enough yet to support two Iceland-based airlines that also fly to Europe. Or to put it another way, an oversupply of seats met an undersupply of butts.
It creates a very challenging environment that ultimately was unsustainable for two airline operations.
Despite the turbulence, Grant says global carriers are likely to keep experimenting in smaller cities. Even Iceland Air says it'll be back in Cleveland next summer. Not that that's much consolation for customers like John Brickle, who had planned a romantic Iceland getaway with his wife. That is, until Iceland Air canceled his November flight and tried to book him a new itinerary with two extra layovers. He said, no thanks.
Do I want to travel to Iceland in the future? Sure. But do I want to travel on one of their airlines? Very unlikely.
So for now, the only getaway he has planned this winter is to Las Vegas. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.